Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, Episode 74, The 10-Year Savings Strategy, Saving Money After You've Already Handled the Basics, Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And today, we've got a post from Ramit Sethi, and it's a pretty long post, so we've broken it up into two parts. And if you're enjoying this podcast and want to do something to help, besides subscribing to this podcast, make sure you check out and subscribe to Optimal Living Daily as well. Over at Optimal Living Daily, Justin reads blog posts to you from many of these same authors that you hear from on our show, but he covers personal development and health as well. Again, that podcast is called Optimal Living Daily, and you can find it in your favorite podcast app. And with that, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. The 10-Year Savings Strategy, Saving Money After You've Already Handled the Basics, Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. What do you do when you're already saving, investing, and automating your money? What's the next step? I get this question a lot. I've already set up my automatic infrastructure, and I'm investing money every month. My 401k is maxed out, and I have sub-savings accounts set up. What else should I be doing? So you've already handled the basics of personal finance, automation, negotiation, using my Scrooge strategy, advanced tactics, and you're earning more. Maybe you have $10,000 in your account and you're wondering what you should be doing next. There's always more to do. But be clear, lots of people expect that after you handle the basics, you beat the next Mario level and get access to secret personal finance investments. While many people want secret alternative investments, despite all evidence pointing out that they don't beat the market for individual investors, the truth is much more prosaic. It's not sexy, but it will make you rich. Today, if you're already handling your finances and are looking for the next step to get ahead, I'll show you how to use the 10-year savings strategy to leave your friends in the dust. Step 1. Admit you're like everyone else. If you're already handling your money, you make more than you spend each month, and you've even implemented a conscious spending plan and investment as described in my personal finance book, this is for you. The 10-year strategy involves asking people 10 years older than you what they wish they'd saved for, and starting to save for that. Sounds obvious, but it requires admitting that despite your superior financial abilities, you're still going to have the same expenses as everyone else. Young people love to pretend we're going to be millionaires, work from the beach, and somehow magically make money and have low expenses all our life. Here is what will happen to you as you get older. 1. Yes, you will have a nice and very expensive wedding, even if you're a hypocrite and think you'll have a small, beautiful wedding. 2. Yes, you will have kids and want to buy them nice stuff. 3. Yes, you will need things like family health insurance and life insurance and homeowners insurance and family vacations and other things that you can't predict right now because you're not in that life situation. 4. Yes, these expenses will come up. People like to believe they're the exception, but you're not. You will have kids, your kids will be whiny and require lots of diapers, they will poop all over the place and require 10 times more paper towels and clothes and cribs. Please believe this. how the 10-year saving strategy works. If you're in your 20s and you ask someone in their 30s what they wish they'd saved for, they'll say things you'd have never thought about, like diapers, homeowners insurance, health insurance, life insurance, family vacations. I want to show you how much this will affect you. So yesterday, I put out a quick survey to people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. I got over 2,000 responses, and the results are fascinating. What people wish they'd saved for in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Really fascinating data in there. People in their 20s wish they'd saved more for travel. In their 30s, it starts switching to retirement, and by their 40s, people are predominantly concerned with retirement. When we're younger, we save for ourselves, and as we get older, we increasingly care about saving for our family. These trends are similar for nearly everyone. As I wrote in my book, ask your parents what they worry about most. I'll bet you their answer is simply money. So you're making more than you spend, possibly maxing out your investment accounts, and this sounds reasonable. So why don't people do this? Let's take a quick detour down Weiner's Lane to see why most people don't take the simple step of implementing the 10-year savings strategy. Why they don't do it, number one. I hate the president. I hate the bailout. I hate taxes. I recently did an online web chat with over 600 people from a newspaper site. I was walking them through some of my save $1,000 in 30 days tips, and yet many of them wanted to complain about taxes, bailouts, furloughs, and the government. As you know, I have little patience for people who debate minutiae and get nothing done. For every single complainer, have they ever read one good personal finance book? Have they maxed out their accounts, or if they don't have enough money, earned money on the side? Of course not, because it's easier to complain and to point fingers than to do anything about your money. Here's a common exchange I have with complainers. Complainer: hard to save when the governor is taking 50% in taxes and wasting it. Seemingly calm, yet about to explode, Ramit: yeah, that really sucks. So what do you suggest? Complainer: who knows, but this state is headed for doom. Others complain that they simply don't have enough money to save significant amounts of money. If that's true, I tell them, then you simply need to earn more money. They don't like to hear that. Often the responses are, Craigslist is only paying $10 an hour. So, you have to start somewhere, or you can develop your skills to get a higher paying job, or network. Just get off your ass. Note that my readers have earned thousands and thousands of dollars following my strategies to earn more. Easy for you to say, but you don't have kids. True, I wish it were easier, but it's called work for a reason. I'm too exhausted after work and kids to get a part-time job. Well, that's your choice, but if you make no changes to your work situation, why do you expect your finances to change? Complaining is fun for about 10 seconds, and then you realize that these same people will be complaining for the next 3 decades while you'll quietly be automating your money and growing your bank account and investment accounts each month automatically. I can't emphasize this enough. Complaining is contagious. Even though I'm an eternal optimist, even I find myself complaining about the world when I get around these people, so I avoid them like the plague. Yet there's an even more insidious type of excuse that is all too common, especially online. Find out what that is in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled The 10-Year Savings Strategy, Saving Money After You've Already Handled the Basics by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
If you've got any comments about Ramit's post today, come share them with us at oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. And once again today, my ask is to check out our brother podcast, Optimal Living Daily. But I'll leave it at that because Justin's going to come on in a second to tell you more about it. So that's it for today. Come back tomorrow, Friday, to hear part two of this post. I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.